Heaven and Earth Shattered, The Miracles After Christ's Death. The sky darkened ominously, and a palpable tension filled the air as Jesus, the Son of God, breathed his last breath on the cross. The scene was surreal, with a profound silence as if the world itself held its breath. Little did anyone know, the end of Jesus' earthly life marked the beginning of a series of extraordinary events that would forever change the course of history. Here are five miraculous occurrences that unfolded after Jesus' crucifixion, each highlighting his divine power in the fulfillment of God's grand design. Dish 1. The tearing of the temple veil. When Jesus declared, "It is finished," and gave up his spirit, a dramatic event took place miles away in the heart of Jerusalem. The temple, a sacred place of worship in the dwelling of God's presence, housed a massive veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place. This veil, approximately 60 feet high and 4 inches thick, was not just a physical barrier, but a spiritual one, symbolizing the separation between God and humanity. Only the high priest could pass through this veil once a year on the Day of Atonement to offer a sacrifice for the sins of the people. At the exact moment of Jesus' death, the veil was torn in two from top to bottom. This supernatural act was not by human hands, but a divine intervention. The tearing of the veil symbolized the end of the old covenant and the beginning of the new. It signified that through Jesus' sacrifice, the way to God was now open for all people. No longer would there be a need for animal sacrifices or a human mediator. Jesus had become the ultimate high priest, providing direct access to God through his atoning death. This momentous event was a declaration that salvation was now available to all who believe. The tearing of the temple veil was a significant event for the Jewish people and the early Christians. For centuries, the veil had served as a powerful symbol of the separation between God and humanity. It was a reminder that sin had created a barrier that could only be bridged by the shedding of blood. The high priest who entered the most holy place once a year to offer a sacrifice for the sins of the people was the only one permitted to pass through the veil. His role was a solemn and sacred one, representing the people before God. The tearing of the veil at the moment of Jesus' death was a profound declaration that this separation had been removed. Through his sacrifice, Jesus had made a way for all people to have direct access to God. This was a revolutionary concept for the early Christians, who understood that the old system of animal sacrifices and human mediators was no longer necessary. Jesus had fulfilled the requirements of the law and established a new covenant based on grace and faith. This event also had a profound impact on the Jewish leaders and temple authorities. The tearing of the veil was a direct challenge to their authority and understanding of the relationship between God and humanity. It was a powerful reminder that the old system was passing away and a new era was beginning. The early Christians saw this event as confirmation of Jesus' divinity and his role as the ultimate high priest. It was a powerful symbol of the new covenant that he had established through his death and resurrection. 2. The earthquake and the resurrection of the saints. As Jesus' lifeless body hung on the cross, the earth responded violently to the death of its creator. A powerful earthquake shook the ground, causing rocks to split and the very foundations of the earth to tremble. The sky, which had darkened since noon, seemed to echo the sorrow of the heavens. This was no ordinary earthquake. It was as if the earth itself was mourning the death of the Son of God. Amid this natural upheaval, another miraculous event took place. Tombs were opened, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. These saints, who had faithfully awaited the Messiah, were brought back to life in a stunning display of God's power over death. After Jesus' resurrection, these risen saints appeared to many in Jerusalem, a vivid testimony to the reality of the resurrection. Their reappearance served as a powerful symbol of the new life and hope that Jesus' victory over death would bring to all believers. The earthquake that accompanied Jesus' death was a powerful reminder of the impact of his sacrifice. The earth created by him responded with a violent display of power. This was not a random event, but a divine demonstration of the significance of what had just occurred. The splitting of rocks and the opening of tombs were signs that the natural order was being disrupted by the supernatural. The resurrection of the saints was a remarkable event that underscored the power of Jesus' sacrifice. These holy people, who had died in faith, were brought back to life as a testament to the reality of the resurrection. Their reappearance in Jerusalem was a powerful witness to the transformative power of Jesus' death and resurrection. It was a vivid reminder that death had been conquered and that new life was now available to all who believed in him. The resurrection of the saints also had a profound impact on the early Christian community. It was a tangible demonstration of the hope they had in Jesus. These resurrected saints were living proof that Jesus had triumphed over death and that eternal life was now available to all who believed in him. This event strengthened the faith of the early Christians and inspired them to proclaim the message of Jesus' resurrection with boldness and confidence. 3. The Centurion's Declaration. At the foot of the cross stood a Roman centurion, a battle-hardened soldier accustomed to the brutality of execution. He had likely witnessed countless deaths, but what transpired during Jesus' crucifixion was unlike anything he had ever seen. The unnatural darkness, the violent earthquake, and the serene surrender of Jesus' spirit were events that defied explanation. The centurion, along with those who were with him guarding Jesus, was filled with awe and fear. As the ground continued to tremble and the reality of what had just occurred sank in, the centurion exclaimed, "Truly, this was the Son of God." This confession was astonishing, coming from a Gentile and a Roman soldier. It was a moment of profound realization and conviction. The centurion's declaration was a powerful acknowledgement of Jesus' divine identity, a recognition that transcended his background and beliefs. This moment underscored the universal nature of Jesus' mission and the fact that his message of salvation was for all people, regardless of their origin or status. The centurion's declaration was a powerful testimony to the reality of who Jesus was. As a Roman soldier, he was trained to be skeptical and to rely on his own strength and understanding. But the events of that day had shaken him to his core. The darkness, the earthquake, and the manner of Jesus' death were unlike anything he had ever witnessed. His declaration was a powerful acknowledgement of the truth that had been revealed to him. This moment had a profound impact on the early Christian community. The centurion's declaration was a powerful reminder that the message of Jesus was for all people, regardless of their background or status. It was confirmation that Jesus' mission was universal and that his message of salvation was for everyone. This moment also served as a powerful witness to the reality of Jesus' divinity and his role as the Son of God. The centurion's declaration also had a profound impact on the Roman authorities and the Jewish leaders. It was a powerful reminder that the events of that day were not just a random occurrence, but a divine intervention. The Roman authorities were forced to acknowledge the reality of what had happened, and the Jewish leaders were confronted with the truth of who Jesus was. This moment served as a powerful testimony to the reality of Jesus' divinity and his role as the Son of God. 4. Guarding the tomb. Fearing that Jesus' disciples might steal his body and claim he had risen from the dead, the chief priests and Pharisees took extraordinary measures to secure the tomb. They approached Pilate and requested a guard to be placed at the tomb. Pilate, wary of potential unrest, agreed. A guard of Roman soldiers was dispatched, and the tomb was sealed with a heavy stone and a Roman seal, a symbol of authority and security. This seal meant that anyone attempting to break it would face severe consequences. The religious leaders believed they had taken all necessary precautions to prevent any deception. They underestimated the power they were up against. The guards stationed at the tomb were professional soldiers, trained to be vigilant and unwavering in their duty. The sealed tomb, surrounded by guards, was intended to be an impregnable fortress, but no human effort, no matter how thorough, could thwart the divine plan that was about to unfold. Guarding the tomb was a significant event that underscored the reality of Jesus' resurrection. The chief priests and Pharisees were determined to prevent any possibility of deception. They believed that by securing the tomb and placing a guard, they could ensure that Jesus' body would remain in the grave. But they failed to understand the power of God and the reality of what was about to happen. The presence of the Roman guards and the seal on the tomb were powerful symbols of authority and security. The guards were professional soldiers, trained to be vigilant and unwavering in their duty. The seal was a symbol of Roman authority, and anyone attempting to break it would face severe consequences. But these human measures were no match for the power of God. Guarding the tomb also had a profound impact on the early Christian community. It was a powerful reminder that no human effort could thwart the divine plan. The early Christians understood that the events of that day were not just a random occurrence, but a divine intervention. Guarding the tomb served as a powerful testimony to the reality of Jesus' resurrection and the power of God. 5. The resurrection. The most astonishing event of all took place on the third day after Jesus' crucifixion. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. As they approached, they felt the ground shake beneath their feet. An angel of the Lord descended from heaven, his appearance like lightning and his clothing white as snow. He rolled back the stone and sat upon it, a symbol of triumph and authority. The guards, overwhelmed by fear, shook and became like dead men, unable to comprehend the supernatural event unfolding before them. The angel spoke to the women, saying, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." The women's hearts raced as they peered into the empty tomb. The grave clothes lay there, but Jesus' body was gone. Overwhelmed with joy and amazement, they ran to tell the disciples the incredible news. The resurrection of Jesus is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. It is the ultimate proof of his divinity and the fulfillment of his promise to conquer sin and death. Through his resurrection, Jesus offers eternal life to all who believe in him. This event transformed the lives of his disciples, who went from fear and despair to boldness and hope, proclaiming the risen Christ to the world. The resurrection of Jesus was a miraculous event that defied all human understanding. The angel's appearance, the rolling away of the stone, and the empty tomb were powerful signs of the divine power at work. The guards, who were trained to be vigilant and unwavering in their duty, were overwhelmed by fear and became like dead men. They were unable to comprehend the supernatural event that was unfolding before them. The women who came to the tomb were the first witnesses of the resurrection. Their hearts raced with joy and amazement as they peered into the empty tomb and heard the angel's message. They ran to tell the disciples the incredible news, their hearts filled with hope and excitement. The resurrection of Jesus was a moment of profound transformation for the early Christian community. The resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate proof of his divinity and the fulfillment of his promise to conquer sin and death. Through his resurrection, Jesus offers eternal life to all who believe in him. This event transformed the lives of his disciples, who went from fear and despair to boldness and hope, proclaiming the risen Christ to the world. Conclusion: the events that followed the death of Jesus Christ are not just historical occurrences, but profound demonstrations of God's power and love. The tearing of the temple veil, the earthquake and resurrection of the saints, the centurion's declaration, the guarding of the tomb, and the resurrection of Jesus all point to the divine nature of Christ and the fulfillment of God's redemptive plan. These miraculous events continue to inspire and encourage believers today, reminding us of the great sacrifice Jesus made and the incredible hope we have through his resurrection. As we reflect on these events, let us be filled with awe and gratitude for the Savior who conquered death and opened the way for us to have eternal life with God.